Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly is a lawyer and she has been a leader of the pro-family movement since 1972 when she started her national volunteer organization called Eagle Forum. She was named one of the 100 most important women of the 20th century by the Ladies' Home Journal. Mrs. Schlafly is the author or editor of 20 books on subjects like family and feminism and Mindszenty, the man. We asked Mrs. Schlafly, who was Cardinal Mindszenty for her?
Cardinal Mindszenty is my hero. We recognized that Soviet communism was the greatest threat to the world, and he was a leader. And he stood tall and strong against communism in spite of all kinds of attacks. So he was a hero. And when we started a Catholic anti-communist organization in America, we named it the Cardinal Mindszenty Foundation. And of course, we could not communicate with him at that time, but we honored him as a world hero and as a stalwart opponent to communism. And then one of the greatest events of my life was when I went to Vienna to meet him in 1971 when he was released from the American embassy, when he was able to come out. And that was so exciting. We attended one of his first masses when he came out of captivity in his private quarters in Vienna. And then the next day was Saturday, and he said Mass in, I think it was a local parish church that day, which we attended. And then on Sunday, he had his first Mass in the great cathedral in Vienna, which we attended. And we had private meetings with him, I and the other founders of the Cardinal Mindszenty Foundation. And we just think he's one of the world heroes.
What was your impression about him as a person?
Well, he was very gracious to me and to our people in our party. He was wonderful, and he never disappointed us. You know, some leaders disappoint us in what they do later on. He never disappointed us. He was great. And subsequent to that, he came to America, and he came to visit our headquarters in St. Louis and blessed it. And he just always fulfilled the role of being our great hero, our personal hero, and our hero in the long-time fight against communism, which was a great mission of mine for many years.
What is the Cardinal Mindszenty Foundation doing now?
The Cardinal Mindszenty Foundation's mission was to combat communism with knowledge and facts, and we have continued to put out information about the danger of communism. Of course, in the years when we knew Cardinal Mindszenty, we never dreamed that the Soviet Union would collapse, but that was a great event when the Berlin Wall came down. However, communism has not gone away, and we have communism in China, we have communism all over Latin America, and we have a lot of communist people in the universities in America. So the Cardinal Mindszenty Foundation is still publishing knowledge about communism to alert the American people. Of course, in the years when he was in the news, everybody knew about him. Now, not so many, but we in Cardinal Mindszenty Foundation are trying to keep his memory alive, and we are praying for his canonization. My trip to visit Cardinal Mindszenty in 1971 was one of the highlights of my life. It just was a wonderful experience, and he was so kind and so gracious. And in the book, Mindszenty the Man, which I'm very proud of, has some very good pictures, has a good picture of the Cardinal with me, and I'm very proud of.
Mrs. Schlafly, you are the founder and president of Eagle Forum, a national organization of volunteers. What is it all about?
Well, I have built an organization of volunteers. We have hundreds of people, I would say majority women, but men too, who volunteer their time and effort and money in the fight to keep freedom, respect the Constitution, and to defend life and marriage. So I have this organization called Eagle Forum, and I have encouraged so many people to be, as I am, a volunteer in politics. And that is a very important work, and we still continue that because in America we have lots of problems and lots of bad leaders.
Mrs. Schlafly, thank you very much for your interview.
Made us a family, and together we will grow in love.